Well, she's just come in now. She's been sitting downstairs going vroom, 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 vroom. Playing with a steering wheel.
Playing with steering wheel, absolutely.
Is it a real one?
Is it a real one? Says Ken Bruce. He's from Scotland, you know.
It's not going to go soft in the rain. It's not made out of cardboard.
I think it's... Yeah. Really? They did say something about don't take it out in the rain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's... Yes, it's goodness lovely. Gracious. It's a whole real one.
A whole real one.
Vehicle outside.
You're going to have to learn to drive it now.
Oh, I'm not going to bother with that. Not at this late stage.
Of course, we're looking for other ways of cheering you today.
Yes, yes.
Conrad Davis says, the very least you do is let Lynn loose in the Radio 2 piano room. Just one question, though, one thing. Please don't broadcast it.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff we don't broadcast.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So look at you.
Look at me.
This is your last day here on Radio 2.
You're doing that thing. You're doing that thing that when you go around to see someone in a play...
Well, what about you?
Yes, because they've been so terrible, you can't say, you were fabulous. You end up just saying, look at you.
Could you say, Lynn, lovely costume.
Will you leave humming the scenery by any chance?
Yeah. Oh, such lovely sets.
Yes. Yeah. Good news from the M74. The accident on the northbound side after Junction 7 Larkhall has been removed. Still delays in Cambridgeshire. Just want to warn you about this one. It happened. It started early on this morning on the A14. They closed it down. They were overrunning overnight roadworks after Junction 23, Spittles Interchange, towards Junction 26. Now, they've been lifted. There's still one lane closed and it's still busy just south of Huntingdon area. We've had a bit of a delay on the M25 as well. Anti-clockwise, 16 to 15, M40 through to M4. It looks like traffic's being held now. Vehicles are being removed. The queues are back to Junction 17. Also, a couple of lanes closed on the M25 if you're clockwise after Junction 10, which is the A3. M4 eastbound, it's blocked. There's been an accident. It's after Junction 4, which is Heathrow, but before you get to the Heston services at Junction 3, all the emergency services are on the scene. I'm back with more in half an hour.
Now, Advocar, Lynn.
Yes,
I can get you a bottle if you want.
Exactly.
It seems to be quite a lot.
I think I had a bottle from 1954.
Yeah, there's eight bottles on the shelf in this relatively small branch of a supermarket. So they must be selling it because they don't put anything on there that it's not selling.
Do they know it's alcoholic? You know, they're drinking it thinking it's just, you know, a vitamin drink.
Well, I've got a text from Ricardo here. It says, we had Advocaz, our first drink on New Year's Eve 2017. It made everybody sick. We had to stop drinking at 7:30 p.m. Well, you see, it's a health food in that case. It's preventing you from getting too drunk. What can we do about Lynn now?
Well, it's too late for me, I think. Yeah, it's too late.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill choosing more tracks of their years tomorrow. However, that may be happening tomorrow, but I can tell you what isn't happening tomorrow. The travel news with Lynn Bowles. This is the last one. Better get it right this time.
Do you think I'll finally get it right?
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'm going to start in Carlisle. A8.
Well, see? See what I told you?
Pull it together. Pull it together, Lynn.
Come on.
689, closed in both directions. There's been an accident near Kingmore Road. At Cumbria, A66, closed in both directions. An accident, a couple of lorries involved in that one between Kirby Thorpe and Appleby in Westmorland. Vehicle having a wheel change on the M42 to watch for if you're northbound, Junction 10 to 11, Tamworth to Burton-upon-Trent. Cambridgeshire, very near March, the A141, Isle of Ely Way. It's closed in both directions. They're dealing with an accident there. It's March Road through to Wisbeach Road. And finally, in Cambridgeshire, the A14. If you are eastbound, a lane closed by a breakdown. This is after Junction 25, Hemingford Abbots. If you see a problem on the road, do give us a call.
I care, she says.
03 700 100 200 Bobby Pryor will take you through the afternoon.
Yes. She doesn't care. She just
really?
Walked
I'm,
off
I'm
in
done.
High dudgeon.
I'm out of here.
Well, before you go, Lynn.
Yes.
I don't have a Land Rover here, I'm afraid. However, I know you're going to have trouble parking it, so, you know. We won't bother. However, we do have a little compilation of some of your fine moments here.
Couldn't we get the good stuff in?
There isn't any.
No.
We had won't believe the amount of trouble we get to look for good stuff. And, you know, this is all we've been able to find. However, it's a little ballsy tribute to say goodbye properly. Here's Lynn Bowles.
Morning.
You all right?
Oh, very well.
Has Jeremy Paxman upset you? Oh, yes, he has. Frankly, yes, he has, Mark.
Oh, dear, he's got all nationalistic, you know.
After criticising the work of Robert Burns? Sentimental doggerel. Barking up the wrong tree, says Mark.
Aye, thank you.
Well done, well done.
Do you not think it's sentimental doggerel, then?
No, of course it... You. Lucky you're a woman.
Really? I've never noticed that round here.
Mo says, I used to work in local education. There was a lad in our books, lived in Bakewell, called Norman. Norman Conquest.
No.
And he had a sister called Persephone.
Persephone.
Wouldn't you rather be called Persephone Bowles?
I was just thinking that, yes.
We could call you Purse for short. Or Phony.
Or Crystal. Maybe you can drive my car.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star. There's Elaine Page. No, it's an Olay, not a cha-cha-cha. Oh. What was that?
It's the ship's bell again, I think.
It's causing it. What's causing it?
We must be down off London.
The bell tolls.
Ask not.
It
tolls for thee.
What is it?
It's one of these. Look, hanging.
I see.
It's
one of the jack ends, so to speak. An XLR, so I think.
Same to you.
Yeah.
And that hits the thingy, and that makes the noise. Oh, it's all very technical here.
The wreck of the Hesperus in here. Eight free BBC channels. I'm not on any of them. And what about you, Bob?
No, there is a reason for that.
Which I went out to your little cubbyhole out there, your palatial suite of offices.
The phone room, everyone.
And you had turned into a six-foot-tall man with shaven blonde hair and bottle-end glasses.
The tablets, you see, they just don't work properly anymore. Who's gonna drive you home
tonight? Guildford. A3, I think I'm right in saying, Lynn?
I think you would be, yes.
Say, it's not as easy, your job, and I could do that.
Sheffield.
Yorkshire.
Next.
M62.
Close.
M6.
Yeah, kind of.
Keep in there. I haven't even got a map in front of me.
Stick with a day job, mate.
What's that? Just take your place in the driver's seat.
Driver's seat. I'm Lynn on the loose. I'm outside on the banks of the River Clyde. If you come down to the BBC at the Quay, you will see a Sandown class mine hunter. It's HMS Bangor. I am standing on the gangplank. I'm going up the gangplank. Hopefully you can hear me. My light and fairy-like steps walking up the gangplank.
What are you making that noise with? Not your feet.
It's me.
Are you jumping up and down?
Well, I'm trying to paint the picture here.
Oh, right. Yeah, audio soundscapes.
Yes, exactly. So I get to the top of the gangplank, and obviously I have to say, permission to come aboard, sir. It's going to be a grand day, Ken.
I cannot wait for it. I thought that was the police whistle sounding when you were approaching up the gangplank. They were calling the cops. But no, obviously they're going to let you aboard. I can't wait. It sounds fantastic. Lynn on the loose. Or as I shall now call her, Loose Bowles. Here is young Lynn Bowles.
For the final time.
How does that get accepted by anybody? Nobody does
it better. A lot like Ken Bruce. Either very brave to work with me or completely crackers.
I go for brave.
Okay.
And maybe both, actually. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best. Yes, we're live from Wimbledon this morning. Outside, because we wouldn't allow her inside, is Lynn Bowles, who's out doing a little bit of pressing of flesh, I believe. Is that right, Lynn?
I certainly am, Ken. It's Lonesome Lynn out by the front gate. They're just letting some folk in, but I'm in a holding pen. An alarm has just gone off. What's going to happen next, Ken?
What have you done?
I don't know, Ken.
What have you stolen?
I just walked into something. Oh, there are police coming towards me. Did anyway, you? Speak to you later.
She tried to lift some strawberries, that's what it is.
I'm afraid I have a small announcement to make, Ken.
Stand back.
Come on, pull yourself together. I'm afraid I'm going to be leaving Radio 2.
Well, we are actually devastated, all of us, to hear this news. We are. We'll get over it, of course.
Oh, of course you will. But, I mean, it's Radio 2 then.
We still haven't got over it. Honestly,
no,
what have
come
you
on,
done
you're
to
be us? Fine. You're going to be fine.
I'm not sure about that.
I like therapy here.
I'm just going to have to throw myself on some dear old standbys, like. Oh, I'll always think of you.
Oh, thanks.
Whenever Ken. I hear that, or. Oh, well, that's better.
Always brings me to mind, doesn't
yes,
it?
We yes, are we're going to miss you terribly from BBC Radio 2.
And I'm going to miss you as well, because anybody who leaves a company, a firm, a so-called corporation, knows that it's never about the job in the end. It's not about the job. It's about the people you work with. And the best thing about Radio 2, it's not just about the people I work with. It's about the people who listened as well.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Who contributed and who have shown how much they appreciated the work I've done. And I have been shocked and stunned by that. And I am very, very grateful to everyone I've worked with and to everyone who's listened.
Oh, stop it now. Dear old Lynn Bowles, she's been fabulous. But she's not lost entirely to us.
Lynn Bowles on Sunday on BBC Radio Wales.
Available on the BBC iPlayer anywhere in the country. So we'll be able to hear you Sunday afternoons.
2 till 4, tune in.
We will. Have you got my date in for the first guest?
Yeah. I'll just make a note.
Yes. Okay. I'll wait for the call. Lynn, it's been absolutely delightful for 18 years. I can't work out how I'm going to get on without you, but I'll just have to, won't I?
You're Scottish. You're brave. You'll manage it.
Go on with it. Lynn, bonne chance.
Thank you.
And now, at 12, it's Jeremy.
Well, bonne chance for me as well, because I was just listening to that thinking we're going to miss you terribly, Lynn. Look at that. She's actually already gone. Cheers, all.